Shane Jones is with us. Hey, Shane, tēnākwe.
Morena, tēnākwe from Wellington downtown.
Tēnākwe, thank you. How are the cafes in Wellington today?
Oh, yeah, someone's getting a haircut. People are having breakfast. Meanwhile, the matua is strolling off to mahi.
Very good, Shane. Okay, this conservation issue, I just spoke with Tama. I says, hey, listen, some people are saying that there's huge tracts of land. He says, nah, they're not at all. You know, this is myth against fact. Your politicians, you know the drill, Shane. So if there's some land, people assume, well, how have you covered off on the rest of it? So you're in the mix because people think you want to drill on conservation land. Is that still your caper?
Well, this is a piece of legislation that's running up against the election cycle. And obviously the Green Party and one or three others, they're hoping to politicise what's a common sense set of outcomes that Tama's after. It's a wee bit like my fisheries. The facts, sadly, are being struck down by electoral misinformation. There are cases where docks should yield and shed land. But there are good guardrails in Tama's legislation. I fear they'll be overlooked as people seek to make more political mileage, really, out of what's an overdue set of reforms for the dock estate.
Once sold, gone forever, though, eh?
Well, it depends, because if it goes, as Tama is explaining to us, in an iwi exchange, then I'd argue that the guardians, in many cases, would be just as good, if not better. I know there is some criticism that Tūhoe, they seem to have gone off the reservation and buggered up all the dock huts or burning them down or something like that. But in most cases, there are snippets of the dock estate that can easily be transferred.
You know, it's all Māori land, and he was just saying that they're going to use these snippets of land to settle scores through the treaty settlement regime. I mean, it's like giving our own land back and saying, oh, you know, here you are, good luck.
Well, I think there are cases also where we do need to mine, we do need more quarries. But, yes, I have learnt to my cost. It's quite polarizing, but sadly for my green frog-like friends,
you can't call them green frog-like friends, really?
Oh, Dale, I'm a politician, bro. Devices that I have at my disposal is rhetoric.
But that is stand-up routine, that stuff. My green frog-like friends.
And there's always an element of theatre and politics. You're the first person to acknowledge that.
Okay, fair enough, Shane. All right, then. What about your coalition partners turning in on you and having a dear old scrap? Right? They're trying to discredit you. They're calling you everything but the cutty. I mean, really, how are you putting up with it all? Because, you know, you've heard Simeon Brown, their campaign manager, saying New Zealand First is lurking in the shadows. They're coming to steal our votes. Be wary of them. Luxon goes cheerfully. He says, well, isn't it great? We're going to give $1,500 now as a KiwiSaver start, and then we'll make it compulsory. Winston says, hey, you've just nicked my ideas and put $500 on it. So what is going on here with your coalition partner, and when are you going to publicly kick them to touch?
Well, there's obviously a bit of kleptomania taking place.
Kleptomania.
Good ideas are regularly ransacked. I think Seymour had the right approach. Let's maintain a certain level of mutual respect. We have to protect our colours. However, we have a country to run, and Kiwis expect us to honour our pledge to them, that we'll continue to do so until the genuine election season kicks off. That's what Winston and I are prepared to do, despite a host of gratuitous, hurtful, unnecessarily negative remarks directed at the good Mutua and his leader, Right Honourable Winston Peters.
Okay. Now, we know that Winston fell out with Hipkins, but Shane Jones didn't. So how come you can't, behind, like, you know, down the lane there a little bit, have a little chat and see if there's any wriggle room to work with the other guys should the cards fall that way? Or does the Mutua get told exactly what to do in this regard by Winston?
There's a certain thing called the caucus. And the caucus is like the assemblage. And that assemblage has a decisive say. And the assembled members of the New Zealand First Caucus have totally pledged, myself included, our support to the stance articulated by Winston, that the red waka is veering into the mouth of the oceanic monster, Te Waha o Te Parata. And although there's this false narrative that their polls are high, they are about to sink. And for those reasons, there's no prospect of New Zealand First saving them, giving them a lifeline. Neither will we be ever governing with them.
Well, and I guess we can rule out the frogs as well as
the red waka.
Yeah, okay then. It seems like sniping at each other. Very uncomfortable considering how, you know, buddied up you were 2.5 years ago. Strange. Kiwi fruit.
Oh, it's return fire. It's return fire. It's return fire. Oh, yes, getting back to my beloved regional economies. Isn't it good news that you and I both saw on Maori TV the other night?
We've got a glut of kiwi fruit, but it's still $7 a kilo in the supermarket.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. We haven't done enough to tame the animal spirits in the bloody kiwi fruit. In the supermarket sector. They're rotting the purses of the average punter.
You had them in your sights for a while, but now you let them. You've let them off the hook, haven't you?
Well, it was in our coalition agreement, and it got taken up by our coalition partner, Nicola, from the National Party. But Winston's already announced we're going to cut them in half. We just need enough votes to see that through. We need more competition in that sector, and we need more we need more options. But boy, you need the political leverage, you need the political strength, and to do that, sadly, we need a vote that's much higher than what we got.
Tēnā koe. Are you reading much into the polls? Every day we hear something different.
It can be quite debilitating following these polls in all seriousness. And I'd be lying if you don't read them. And I wouldn't about follow them, but you certainly try and make sense of them. But I've got to tell you, my job, as it was on Kaikoura on Sunday, in bloody chilly, rainy atmosphere down there. By the way, Sir Mark Solomon, it was really good him being in the 100-strong crowd in the little Kaikoura community hall. Just get out there and kanohi ki te kanohi, talk to our fellow Kiwis. And I'm finding that, not particularly scientific, but that poll is leaving me extremely buoyed that out there in the hinterland there is a level of cynicism about the duopoly of the two big parties, who, by the way, seem to have joined forces to keep New Zealand First low or to hobble the rise of Winston.
Yeah.
So we've got a big job ahead of us, but we're not shirkers, and we will not be cowed by the mainstream media.
Well, tēnā koe. You're used to fighting for your position in our political landscape, and nothing has changed in 2026. The fight is on, and the race to November 7 certainly well underway. As always, appreciate your time, Shane. Thanks for
your time. Bye bye.
Tēnā koe. Shane Jones with us from Te Whanganui Ātara, and wonderful to have you with us today. Thank you.